The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's the start of something beautiful. A small acquaintance has blossomed. It's ripened into a precious friendship. It feels like it's better with you. My life, it's better with you. This is true, it's better with two. My life, it's better with you.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to My Brother, My Brother, and Me, an advice show for the modern era. I'm
Dr.
your oldest
Korn.
Brother.
Sorry, go ahead and introduce yourself, Dr. Korn.
I'm your oldest brother,
Dr. Korn. Try Dr. Korn out for size.
I'm your oldest brother, Dr. Korn.
Do you prefer Professor Korn? Have you ever taught Korn?
That's a good question. Is this a teaching collegiate level hospital?
My name's Justin McElroy.
What's up, Trav Nation? I'm your middle-aged brother, Travis McElroy. What up, woof woof?
Hi, Trav Nation. I'm Griffin McElroy. Sorry, it's just me.
All right, Travelers, we have a big update here. Justin was late to recording.
Yes.
Due to a corn-related scheduling conflict.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was double booked, and that's not my fault. I had on my calendar. Okay. It's the kids' Thanksgiving time. Okay,
and they're having Thanksgiving. Wait, they get their own Thanksgiving time? That
you
sucks.
Make them do it earlier.
It's the kids' Thanksgiving time, and I it's the kids' Thanksgiving time.
You said that, and it makes less sense each time.
Yeah,
they have a Thanksgiving feast.
Where?
So the kids?
In my reminders, you can see there, right there, it just says corn today, 9:30 a.m.
Also, does it say scavenger's rain?
Yeah, it's a dope show.
A show I heard about that I thought sounded good, so I put it on my to-do list.
Oh, that's
I'm
cool.
I'm going to watch that, yeah.
I think it might be a fun segment on this show to just occasionally go through our notes and to-do lists on our phone and just look at the tragic, orphaned tasks that have gone long by the wayside. I'm pretty sure I have shit from 2017 on there.
Yeah. But anyway, I had to make five. I didn't do good at the sign up. I would have loved to flex ass on those kids. Give them a baked good to delight them. But the J-Man was a little slow on the trigger. And Vicky signed up for two different things.
Hey, Vicky. It's not a contest, Vicky.
It's not a contest, Vicky. You need to bring paper towels and cookies. Mm. All right. Okay, a little suspect. But the only thing left for the J-Man was corn. And I had to make enough corn for 20 kids, which could be three cups. It could be infinity. Yeah. I don't know how much to make.
And I see you went with infinity because you...
I settled on 5 pounds of corn.
That's so
frozen.
Much corn, J-Man, for
it's
these little mouths.
So much corn. I hope those kids like corn.
I also
There's
think
5 pounds.
Justin,
it
was also, I would say, unreasonable of the school to ask you to do that at 9:45 this morning.
Yeah, it's
when
weird
they
that
knew
they
you
specified
had to record
that.
At 10.
It says on there 9:30. I just didn't think it would take so long to make corn. Corn's never taken me a half hour. This is so much corn.
My sweet, I think cooking 5 pounds of anything is going to take longer than cooking a normal amount of corn.
Which takes longer to cook, 5 pounds of corn or 5 pounds of feathers? Think about it.
I think feathers cook wicked fucking fast.
Probably. Oh, my secret? I add a little sugar in there.
Why do you
it
hate
it? Helps bring
kids
out the sweetness.
So
why?
The sweetness
sugared
of corn?
Sugared corn?
Yeah, man. Yeah, you get the frozen corn and then you melt some butter in there and then you put on some sugar. About like half stick per pound and a tablespoon per pound. And the frozen corner really elevates. Those kids are going to go bananas.
Jamie Oliver is going to have a conniption when he hears about
this. He didn't die for this. He didn't die for this.
I didn't salt it because if you salt it too early, it'll dehydrate it. So I asked Sid, I said, your mom is picking this up from our house and taking it to the feast. Can I just, you think it'd be all right to leave her like a baggie of kosher salt? And she very wisely said, that's not something you can send into the school with my mom.
Right.
You can't send a bag of what appear to be drugs, absolutely no question drugs, into the school with my mom. So I didn't do that.
That'd be a pretty brazen play.
Big salt shaker. It would be. But like, who's going to question it? Sometimes the greatest crimes happen in broad daylight. Ocean's 14.
Coming soon.
Sorry. Now that the strike is over, I can announce it. I'm all 14 of Danny's Boys in Ocean's 14.
Huge.
Huge. You guys can be in the movie too.
I think it's heartbreaking. I mean, we're going to talk a lot, I think, about movies as we sort of course correct a bit here. But the Garfield's coming. Garfield's coming fast and strong and hard for you. It is Chris Pratt, the voice of men.
We voted, and this, he speaks for men. This is for all, this man speaks
and
for all
listen,
of us.
Listen, no notes to everything he does, both in movies and in life.
Hey,
no notes.
We chose him to be the voice of men. Yeah. It's on and off the court.
Do you think Bill Murray had right of first refusal?
I'd probably not, pal. I don't think so. Chris Pratt got in there, though, the voice of men. We have to have one man voice for movies and TV shows. You all know that. If it's a man voice character, it's got to be Chris. We had this in video games for a long time with freaking Nolan North and Troy Baker. Now it's in movies. It's Chris Pratt, the guy.
I will tell you, if I'm Ben Schwartz, I'm quaking in my boots. I'm looking over my shoulder left and right. Oh, they're going to make another Sonic movie? I'm so excited. Wait, am I just hearing about it now?
Yeah.
Chris Pratt
as Sonic and Mario. Oh, there's a comment here, the top comment on the Garfield trailer. Can I read it? Because I took a screenshot of it on my phone.
Yeah, please.
It's very good.
Please.
From SpiderWaffles105 commented, oh God, all I hear is Chris Pratt. I don't hear Garfield.
Do you think that they mean in the trailer or like all the time, every day?
I don't hear Garfield anymore.
I can't hear him.
I can't hear Garfield anymore.
Honey, I can't hear Garfield.
Turn up Garfield in my cans. I can't hear Garfield.
I can't hear. Can I get some more pot up the Garfield? Justin, I have to ask because you keep looking off camera. Are you continuing to cook 5 pounds of corn just off screen?
Do you have a baby monitor set up on the corn?
No, this is a new innovation in podcasting technology. This is great.
Okay.
I have two monitors now. So, you know how I spend a lot of time while you guys are talking, moving my tabs around, trying to get everything set the way I like it.
Okay.
Yes. Now I have two. So now I'm over here. I've got information. I've got data.
Okay.
I've got stocks, charts. The charts are the graphs.
Real-time feedback.
Timers, tickers.
Yeah.
Feedback.
Haptics.
That's cool.
Buttons. All the buttons here. No, that's. Yay. Hooray for me. Yeah. So, it's two monitors. I'm not distracted. I'm, this is working. This is working.
So the work is all around you now. Is there a hot plate with corn, with sugared corn on it also near you?
That's done.
Okay.
That's done.
You didn't keep a little for you? You didn't shave a little off the top for Papa?
The corn part of my day? Listen.
Yeah.
I'm not above a little cheeky taste.
I know. Oh, I knew
you know
it.
What I did? You know what I did?
Tell me,
I got
tell
a
me,
scoop
Papa.
Out with the spatula, and I did a little sprinkle-roo on top, just for me, like salt bite, and I ate it, and it was delicious.
So you'll put salt on your corn.
You can't do it right away, is what Justin said. You got to deploy the salt right before consumption.
I mean, otherwise it dehydrates. It sucks the air, the water out of the corn.
If it's in a Tupperware container, there's
nowhere
for the hydration. Hey, Griffin,
one person on this call out of three has just dealt with 5 pounds of corn. I don't think you can come to Justin and be like, in my experience.
When I cook 5 pounds of corn, I'll tell you how I do it. I don't remember the last time I cooked corn. I certainly don't do it off of the cob. That's unique to me. But
I'm just saying, if you're taking corn to the Thanksgiving barbecue, don't salt it if you're bringing like a lot, however much that might be.
Be it 1 pound, 2, 5, whatever.
Okay.
I have a new segment I want to try out here real quick.
I want that.
Oh, thrilling.
Yeah. So
wow.
This is a little You're on a hot streak, Trav, with
Thank
the segments,
you very much.
I got to say. It's been a while since there's been a real stinker in the mix.
Okay. This is a little game show I like to call Separated by a Common Slanguage.
Okay.
Wow.
I'm going to read you guys some slang.
Okay.
And you're going to tell me, it's three different categories. First category, is this Australian slang or Appalachian slang?
Okay.
Okay.
What's the third category?
Well, so there's Australian slang or Appalachian slang, German or Appalachian, Victorian or Appalachian.
Okay. This game is pretty confusing so far, if I'm being honest.
You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm going to read them all in an Appalachian accent to make it even more difficult.
That's not fair.
Okay.
Okay. These are the first three. Better than a ham sandwich. Champ. Fair suck of the sauce bottle. Which of those three, one of them is Appalachian, two are Australian?
Oh, man. Okay. Can you give them to me one more time?
Better than a ham sandwich. Champ. Fair suck of the sauce bottle.
So I'm going to say that...
This is Australian. Justin's taking too long. It's not Appalachian. I would know these if they were
Appalachian. One of them is Appalachian.
One of them is. What is your comprehension today, Griffin? You gotta get with it. This is a fast-paced
show.
Okay?
His brain doesn't have corn power going on right now. Please, cut him some slack, Justin.
I had to activate every neuron I have up here to get all that corn done, okay? I'm firing on all cylinders all the time.
We may just be too tired for this game today, Trev.
I'm not... Who's tired? I'm alive.
All right.
I'm alive. I got so much corn upstairs, nobody can bring me down. I'm going to say, Travis, Appalachian, Australian, Australian.
Okay.
I think ham sandwich is the Appalachian.
Yes. Griffin? I agree with that answer.
Incorrect. Better than a ham sandwich is Australian. Champ, and it means better than nothing. Champ is Appalachian for a haircut. If someone's hair is too long, a champ is needed. And fair suck of the soft bottle is Australian and means that they want to be treated fairly.
Okay. I wish we had that. I wish we could claim that one. That's my favorite of the bunch, obviously.
German
yeah.
or Appalachian.
Okay. All right. If these are going to be in the German language.
No.
Easy.
I'm going to say them once again in an Appalachian accent. Get the cow off the ice. You can steal horses with him. I don't chew my cabbage twice.
So the last one's German.
German. Has to be. Must be.
I think first two are Appalachian.
Unless.
There's only one Appalachian.
Cow on the ice. No, steel horse. No, cow on the ice.
Justin?
Is Appalachian.
I'm going to go steel horse.
Incorrect. You can steal horses with him is a German slang for someone who is trustworthy. Get the cow off the ice is German for avert imminent danger. And I don't chew my cabbage twice is Appalachian for I don't repeat myself.
I knew it. You knew. You knew that we would hear cabbage and think Germany, Travis. You knew.
Cabbage, capital of the world.
I'm in your heads. Is that one last one? Victorian or Appalachian?
Victorian.
No, Griffin. Bags of mystery. Whooper ups. Splatterment.
Wait, how many are Appalachian? Just one?
One is Appalachian.
One more time, please.
Yes. Bags of mystery. Whooper ups. Splatterment.
Whooper ups is Appalachian.
That's where I'm going to.
Incorrect.
God,
unbelievable.
Bags of mystery is Victorian slang for sausages. Whooper ups is Victorian for inferior and noisy singers. And splatterment is Appalachian for a mess or a fight.
Wow.
Okay.
That was so much harder than I thought it
very
would be.
Very hard. Very educational.
Was it funny?
A little light on the laughs, I will say.
Now, here's the thing, though. Here's why it's funny. Everybody listening, use all of those in your daily life. You're welcome.
Okay.
Oh, so this is more of a value add.
Sort of
it
a
was
viral
a backdoor,
marketing.
Can I tell you? It was a backdoor play along at home. I just didn't want to brand it that
Travis
way.
Patrick McElroy. Travis, and after I complimented you too,
it was a backdoor play along at
Listen,
home.
Bud. Play along at home is the worst thing you've ever made.
That's why I didn't say it at the top, Griffin.
Well,
that's why I said it at the end.
A rose by any other name, a turd by any other name is still not pleasant to have in the podcast. That is unfortunate, Travis. I feel you don't know how much hard work of your own labor you have just undone.
No, see, Griffin, I was feeling that I put myself too high on the pillar. I needed to take myself down a peg to rebuild. There was too much pressure on me. I had to throw a game or two just to, like, rebuild. Underdog story, we're back in it.
Yeah, Trav Nation's been getting a little complacent. They need to remember that it's not always great to be a part of Trav Nation.
That's true.
You need to remind them. They got to stick with you through thick and thin.
Yeah. It's the old Trav Nation slang, sometimes it rains in Trav Nation.
I thought that was Australian slang.
Well, Trav Nation legally owns Australia now.
Okay. Can you believe they released that flipping Garfield trailer on a Monday? Unreal.
Unreal.
Yeah.
He sucks. Notoriously hates those.
Yeah.
Hey, Inside Out 2 is on its way out. Did you guys see that guy announced?
Yeah.
And there's new emotions, you know, because of course, right? But I was thinking, like,
Are we doing
emotions?
A second intro right now? Just so
This is just a question. It's a thought starter.
You don't what get to Travis. Emotions? You do not get You're to right. talk about the content of the show. For
what are some emotions that you would like to see represented in Inside Out 2 that you don't think have been given a fair shake? What are some feelings that you have had, and who would you like to see play them?
Okay,
because for me, here's an emotion that I've never seen in those. Looking at the toilet paper roll holder and seeing that it's empty and deciding not to use the bathroom because you don't want to go get toilet paper.
That's cool.
Who
would play it?
Who would play it? Hugh Laurie, right? I mean, it's like very proper because you don't want it to be somebody gross.
Yeah. I mean, they got Patrick Stewart to play a big poop in the Emoji Movie.
Also true.
Great point, Griffin. Great point.
I would like to see the feeling you have when you commit to, like, going to a social event. And you're excited about it at the time, and then it's like 3 days later, and it's time to go to the social event, and you wish you had said no, but it's too late to back out, as played by Connor Ratliff.
That could be good.
Oh, that's a good, that would be really good, actually. That tracks.
Yeah.
Griff, do you have any emotions in your daily life?
I would love to see all the other emotions, including the new ones, band together against Tired, who would be sort of like the end of Akira sort of situation, just like, and I'm thinking Eric Stone Street. I think we get Eric Stone Street to play Tired, and they have to save, because in this one, the girl is now like 36 years old, and Tired sort of negates all the other emotions.
Right. And Tired wins at the end, I'm assuming?
Yeah.
Is that, yeah?
I would also love if we could add the passive observer. Just the sort of audience to all of these emotions and thoughts, a sort of invisible force that never changes and is always present within you. Just sort of like watch. And everybody else starts to get really uncomfortable once they realize the passive observer is. This may be good for Inside Out 3. Inside Out 3 is just like all of them looking over their shoulders as just the passive observer watches, like, I witness you.
Yeah.
And they're like, man, this sucks.
What if in Inside Out 3 they find the soul?
Yeah.
They like open a door and it's like, fuck!
Yeah.
Oh shit. Oh shit. Pure consciousness. Whoa!
What if they open a door and it's the Holy Spirit? What?
Yes, Riley, welcome to be in last year and I've just been kicking around.
Yes. Cool.
Also, just to throw it out, Regret as voiced by Chris Pratt, just to get him in there.
Regret is Chris Pratt. In this adult Inside Out, I think that the emotion horny does roll up, but then the door to the Holy Spirit opens and he just like pops out and blasts it with his hand.
Burns it away.
Until it disappears. And he's like, oh, my work here is done. That would be sick.
That would be sick.
That would be a sick scene.
Before I leave, let me teach you how to juggle so that you may spread my word.
Inside Out 3 is not yet announced.
No,
so,
but it will be.
But trademark, I guess, TM on that, if they do it. So this is an advice show.
Yeah, one question.
When I was about 12 years old, my best friend recorded my voicemail greeting on my cell phone by introducing herself as my secretary and offering to take a message for me. I'm now in my late 20s and will be graduating from veterinary school soon. I still have the same voicemail greeting, and people now often acknowledge my secretary in the voicemails they leave. As I'm becoming more of a real adult and entering my professional career, do I need to change my voicemail?
Yes.
Am I misleading people into believing that I'm more important than I actually am by pretending I have a secretary? If I don't have to change my voicemail now, at what age do I need to change it? That's from Just Call Back Later in California.
Sorry. You'd think when people who don't know you hear this voicemail, their first thought is like, oh, I guess they have a secretary, and not, why do they have a child secretary? Why do they have a 12-year-old secretary? How is that even allowed? That's fucking wild. Now, if you call me a grown man, a professional business owner, you call me and you hear, hi there, Mr. McAvoy can't come to the... Actually, that's pretty...
That would be Hold on, I'm changing my whole shit.
That would be pretty cool, actually.
It'd be funny. Do you guys have voicemails? Do you have voicemails?
I don't know, Justin.
This is what I'm saying. I haven't thought about mine in years. I have no idea of how.
I certainly haven't listened to any of my voicemails in a long time.
Hey guys, call, hey Trav, call me and see what happens. I'm not going to answer obs.
Yeah,
fucking weird.
There's so many devices around me that are about to go wild.
I know, man. Whenever anyone calls me, it's DEFCON 1 across all the pads.
Everything.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice message.
Nothing.
If I call you and I hear any voice other than that voice, and this is not you two, this is everyone on earth. If I call someone and I hear a voicemail message, it kind of freaks me out.
Yeah.
Because I'm always expecting to hear that. And when I don't hear that, I get really upset for no reason at all.
I was a member of the They Might Be Giants fan club like 10 years ago, and they did personalized voicemail greetings for everybody. I have that somewhere on my hard drive.
We can do that now for people.
It's such a walled garden. I don't know how to get back on here.
We could record voicemail messages for people to use. Like, if we wanted to do some sound bites right now that people could rip out of this.
Oh, okay.
That's going to get us a lot of traction. Maybe we can sell it on the iTunes store for 99 cents.
Yeah, let me try one.
Okay. Wait, can we?
No.
Okay. Well, okay. Let me try one.
Not if we give them away for free here. I feel very confident to say that. Okay. I do feel that would make it tough. But let's do it. I think we should do it anyway. Okay. Because who's going to take the time?
Yeah. Hey there, it's me, Mr. Doug's secretary. You were calling
now,
Mr. Doug.
Now, don't say a name. Don't say a name.
Okay. Hey, it's me. You're calling a very important businessman's secretary. That's me, the secretary. He's dead now. You're not going to be able to get a hold of him ever again.
Let me try again.
Stupid. Nobody's going to use that.
Also, you do need to say a name. It's wild to have your name.
Let me try it like.
Hey, but you need to have first and last, Travis. We're going to have to do a lot of these.
Okay. Hey, this is Mark Cuban's secretary. You're calling Mark Cuban, but he's so busy right now with business meetings and Shark Tanks and whatnot. So he can't come to the phone. Leave a message after. Griffin, if you keep interrupting me.
Sorry.
We're never going to get it clean.
I wasn't expecting Defoe from this character. That came out of nowhere.
That's what makes her unique. Can I try it one more time, please?
Sure.
Yes, please.
Okay. Hey, you're calling Lorne Michaels. This is his secretary. Lorne's really busy interviewing new comedians and auditioning people and hanging out with Will Ferrell. He can't come to the phone right now because he's so busy. But if you want to audition or whatever, just leave a message after the beep. Love you. Thank you. Thank you for letting me finish that one.
Can I do one, please?
Yeah, sure.
Please.
Ho, ho, ho. Thanks for calling Santa. Yes, I have a real phone number. And now that you know it, you can ask me for one wish that I am legally required to grant. Leave your wish at the beep.
That's very good.
That was good. I like that.
And then, Santa has a phone number?
That's cool. Crazy. It's nice to...
It's cool.
You would hear that and be like, oh shit, I must have misdialed. But the good news is...
But now I have Santa's phone number.
In doing so, I've gotten Santa Claus's phone number.
And I have one wish.
Mm. Yeah. And here it is.
Griffin, do you have one?
But you have to think fast, right?
Yeah, right.
Like, you're not going to have time to plan it. Like, the beep is coming.
Hi, this is Griffin McElroy from podcast. I don't know who you're trying to call right now. They didn't answer. It's outrageous that you didn't text them. They're probably not going to listen to this. They're definitely not going to return your call, because if you had the ability to text them, you would have done so. And if not, you're probably trying to get money from them for something. So I guess you can leave a message here. I'm telling you they're not going to hear it. Just shoot them a text. I promise you they will get back. They always, always, always get back to me. I love you.
Wow, I did not expect
Don't put
twist
that part
at
the
end.
The end.
Yeah, that one's just
Don't
for
put
you.
That part. Yeah, I'd clip it before that.
I got one more. I got one more I want to try.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Oh, Oh, this is awkward. Yeah, this is the CIA. We've been monitoring this user's phone. I don't know how the wires got crossed. Oh. We're gonna have to monitor your phone now too. If you could leave a message with like all your personal data,
Agent Moses, what are you doing?
Nothing, sir. I'm so sorry about this. You're gonna want to change.
Are you crank calling again, Agent Moses?
No, of course not, sir. Okay, I'm sorry about all this. I love you. Bye.
Give me your gun and your badge.
What? No, you can't do this, sir. This is all I have.
Keep putting I love you in there. Isn't that interesting? I don't know why that keeps.
There's just not enough love in the world, Justin.
Yeah, we're just trying to spread it around. Try this one. Hey, hello. I'm sorry, you have the wrong number. That's it. That's all.
Oh, I thought, okay, that was it. How about another question? Me and my girlfriend have been going to the gym for 5 months now, and sometimes when I'm at the bench, with her spotting me, I occasionally ask for her a quick pep talk to push through the set. Problem is, she's really bad at giving me improv pep talks. She always gives me the same uninspiring talk every time she responds to the question. Do you guys have any advice on how she could give better pep talks at the gym? That's from Totally Swollen San Francisco, and you've obviously come to the exact right place.
Yep.
I mean, you could just recreate the scene from Matilda when that kid eats the whole cake. Like, that was pretty inspiring for me. If you just want to, like, chant, like, eat the cake, eat the cake.
Eat the cake.
That's pretty good.
That's good.
Well, that's not, I mean, that is part of why that boy succeeded. The other part was having the Trunchbull there as sort of the force chasing him. Mm. You need a fear in addition to an encouragement.
What kind of fear drives you to get your splats at Orange Theory, Griffin?
When I'm at Orange Theory getting my splat points, I have you know what it is? The lock screen on my phone is the Trunchbull.
Oh!
Yeah, so if I look down at the Trunchbull and see her and think about how she wants to put me in the chokey or throw me out the window by my pigtails, I'm like, mm-hmm. I see the Trunchbull on my phone and I'm like, I'm gonna splat!
Yeah.
They make you yell that. At Orange Theory.
That loud?
Yeah. I'm gonna splat! I got 30 splat points earlier this week. My voice was hoarse by the end of the session.
Whoa, yeah. Griffin, what about an imagined point system that your partner can, like, bring out when you're having trouble getting through a set? Like, come on, you're almost great. You're almost in the green energy zone. If you just keep pumping,
I like
you're
that.
You're going to get 1,000 points. Look, I'm looking at the meter over here. It's like
you're about to level up.
You're about to fill your whole broccoli zone, and then your ice cream zone will open up if you fill the broccoli zone. It's just like that. Like, oh my God, the blade of embers. You're about to earn the blade of embers.
Oh, that's awesome. Yes.
Then you have to have something there. It could be like a postcard with a picture of a sword or a real sword whatever. But you do have to produce something. But like, I feel like if there was, I mean, it's just inventing Orange Theory again, but you can just make up points.
Make it cooler.
For
make
it green theory or whatever.
There's a few issues with Orange Theory. I would say that the main one for me is that they call their measurement system for how good you're exercising splat points.
And that's a problem for you.
That's my main issue with them is that they went ahead and they called those splat points.
Between that and the orange, it makes me think so hard of 1990s Nickelodeon television, by the way. Mm. Splat, and it's orange.
No, they knew what they were doing. 90s kids remember this, get fucking jerked. And I will also...
Let's see those temple guards get me now.
Yeah, if... Well, hold on. That's a better idea than the idea I was having. It's a gym that is just the fucking end of Legends of the Hidden Temple that you have to get through. Do you have any idea how hard I would splat if I had Trunchbull on the phone and temple guards behind me?
Yeah.
I would smash through the wall like the Kool-Aid man. So heavy would be my splats.
If it was me, I know that all the person encouraging needs to do is say like, whoa, no one's ever bench pressed like this before.
Yeah.
You're doing it the best anyone's ever done it. Like, everybody was talking about it earlier, of what a good job you were doing.
Yeah.
And
we're so proud of you.
And even if I know they're lying, I'm still going to feel boosted by about 20%.
Now,
yeah, absolutely.
Experience points would be dope if you could level up by doing exercise. But then when I level up, I would expect a certain incremental increase in my power or speed
Or some kind of unlock web, you know, where it's just like, now you have this skill. If I could work out so hard that I get better at cooking, that would be amazing. Huge. You know what I mean? I work out so hard that I can do magic now.
Yeah.
Yes, please.
I'm trying to learn French, but I can't get the license for it until I get level 5 weightlifting. Yeah. You know that's a prerequisite.
What, you want to buy this armor? You're level 3. Get out of here.
Get out of here.
You might want to have a conversation with your partner.
Gross.
A very respectful but private conversation about whether or not they would be comfortable, if you are struggling to finish a set, if they would be comfortable calling you a little bitch baby. That's never brought someone pleasure.
Now that's interesting. And
a little bitch baby that's never pleased anyone.
Yeah.
That might be effective. Who couldn't lift anything, can't support me, can't support the weights.
That's
a little nothing man who can't even, who doesn't deserve to breathe the same air as me.
Right.
Just like different things like that.
Real trunchbull stuff.
Real trunchbull stuff. Yeah. Now you will need, I think, a version of your partner that is like maybe in all white with a halo, who's like, don't you say that about my ultimate warrior. They're a big, powerful bear. They could do this, right? And so that might even
ruin it. Maybe you just want the one part of it that's like, you're a weak little cuck nothing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I wish I could ground you
into
the dirt.
But what if you don't want that part and you just want like, well, you're Superman and you're so powerful. Look at your big muscles. You're a Greek god.
I mean, that would
work for some folks.
Appropriate in a lot of situations.
Listen,
I'm just saying right now they'd probably ruin what's happening.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Why? Right.
Just call you a little trash nothing dirt ass.
No. Okay.
Now listen.
But not like you're basically a Spartan at this point. You're a male Valkyrie. Like you're an unstoppable force. Like Hercules himself will be put to shame.
Yeah.
When made to exercise, one is either motivated by the Trunchbull or the Miss Honey. But no one is both.
You can't do both. No one's ever like, you know what I love? Hey, guys, I've had this fantasy going for a while now. If I could hook up with Trunchbull and Miss Honey at the same time, I broke Justin. The very idea.
They're related.
That's gross. Travis, you made it gross with that.
You made it gross and ruined the joke.
Maybe one after the other then.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
But Travis, I feel compelled to ask, which first?
I will hang up on the call. Let's go to the money zone. Here we go. Whee!
Listen, you hear that? You know what that is, Joseph?
Yeah. What is it, Trev?
Your business is humming.
Yeah, but I'm worried that this is falling behind a little bit because I don't really know what I'm doing.
Yeah, obviously, Justin, you're like a business baby. You know, everything's doing manual. Your people, all 26 of them, are doing manual work. And it takes forever to close your books. It's like pulling teeth. And if that sounds like Justin.
Yeah, it's been a problem.
Justin, if that sounds like you. You should get to know three numbers. 36,000, okay. 25, okay. 1.
Okay.
36,000. Okay. That's the number of businesses which have upgraded to NetSuite by Oracle.
Okay.
It's the number one.
You said some other numbers.
Oh, yeah, but there's more coming. Hold on. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, streamlining accounting and financial management, inventory, HR, and more. Now, I also said 25. That's the age you need to be to rent a car, but it's also the age that NetSuite turns this year. So NetSuite wants you to know that they'll be able to rent a car. No problem. They don't need their dad there or anything. Because that's 25 years of help. No big deal. They're 25. That's right. They're trusted. Because that's 25 years of helping businesses do more with less, close their books in days, not weeks, and drive down costs. And one, Justin, one, that's what we all are. We're one.
Wow, Trav.
That's cool, man.
But also, your business.
That's cool, man.
Also, though, the copy says your business is one of a kind. So you get customized.
Mine is.
Yeah.
How can we be one of a kind if we're all one, though?
Because we're all one of a kind.
Okay.
Oh, if you think about it, because, like, kindness, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I gotcha. Yeah,
one
I love
of a
that.
Kindness.
Thank you.
So you can get customized solution for all your KPIs.
What the fuck is a KPI?
It stands for key and peel ideas.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah.
And also key performance indicators. So I'd like
it's actually just a guy named Kip, but yeah. they misspelled it, and they are too embarrassed to admit that. But see, I'll tell you.
You get solutions for all your KPIs in one efficient system with one source of truth. Manage risk.
I go to KIPP whenever I want the straight shit.
Okay. Manage risk, get reliable forecasts, and improve margins. Everything you need all in one place. Right now, download NetSuite's popular KPI checklist designed to give you consistently excellent performance absolutely free at netsuite.com/mybrother. That's netsuite.com/mybrother to get your own KPI checklist. netsuite.com/mybrother.
Do you know the gift that I have given to the most people that have been the happiest with it, that have continued to ask and mention it, is the Aura
sweet
frame.
Kiss.
I thought you were going to say friendship.
No, it's none of that. They don't want that. What they want is the Aura frame. You can set up an Aura frame very, very easy. You can set it up before you even give it to somebody, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
You set it up, you get it on their Wi-Fi, and then you can send them like photos. First of all, you preload with a bunch of photos. You can also send them photos like wirelessly. Something happens and you want to send it along. You just shoot it on over. No big deal.
We have one set up in our living room, and as soon as we get home from like an outing with the girls, we mm-hmm. immediately just send pictures to the Aura from the thing we just did. Cool. And my favorite thing about it is Dot, who is just about 4 years old, look any picture that is like younger BB or younger Dot, and she goes, "Is that me when I was younger?"
That's
and
sweet.
I love it so much every
That's
time.
Very good.
They are fantastic, and they are a fantastic gift too. Give a gift the whole family will enjoy this holiday season, from now through Black Friday and Cyber Monday.
No,
Aura is having
they're
the
coming.
Best deal of the year. Listeners can save $40 on the perfect gift by visiting auraframes.com/mybrother. That's auraframes.com/mybrother, and use promo code mybrother to get $40 off their best selling frames. Terms and conditions apply. Hey, listen, no joke. Get an extra one. And someone is going to be like around your house that you forgot, a grandma, grandpa, whoever. And you'll just like have it and bust it out. No problem. Problem solved.
They love pictures of things that have already happened.
They love
grandmas
that.
And grandpas.
That's true.
They don't like pictures of the future. That will confuse them and freak them out.
I hate that.
Don't do it.
Do not send pictures of the future.
Oh, darling, why won't you accept my love?
My dear, even though you are a duke, I could never love you. You borrowed a book from me and never returned it.
Save yourself from this terrible fate by listening to Reading Glasses.
We'll help you get those borrowed books back and solve all your other reader problems.
Reading Glasses, every Thursday on Maximum Fun.
I'm Emily Heller.
And I'm Lisa Hanawalt.
And we're the hosts of Baby Geniuses.
We've been doing our podcast for over 10 years.
When we started, it was about trying to learn something new every episode.
Now it's about us trying to actively get stupider. And it's working.
Hang out with us and you'll hear us chat about
gardening,
horses,
various problems with our butts,
and all the weird stuff that makes us horny.
That's so weird, all that stuff. Baby Geniuses, a show for adult idiots.
Every other week on Maximum Fun.
Baby Geniuses, we know everything. Baby Geniuses, tell us something we don't know.
Yes. All right.
I want a munch
squad.
Bop, 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 bop. Sorry, corn.
I want to munch corn.
Da, ba, 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 ba. Welcome to Munch Squad's podcast within the podcast, profiling the latest and greatest in brand eating. I have a wider range of products and services for you guys today.
How many of them are corn related?
Broadly speaking, probably all.
Yeah.
Real quick. This is just a great headline, Griffin. I was hoping you could read this headline for me.
Okay. Where's this data coming
in? Shared it in Riverside.
Riverside. Okay. It's coming in hot off the presses. Nation's Giant Hamburgers has pies for the holidays. What? Nation's Giant Hamburgers has pies.
Listen, we've been warning you guys about AI for years, and nobody's listened.
Yeah.
This Can I say something, giant though? Hamburgers.
If this is the kind of heat the AI is bringing, I'm on board. The stealing art and stuff and repurposing it and trying to make every person redundant, I don't like that. But if AI wants to come at me and be like, Nation's Giant Hamburgers has pies for the holidays, I'll be like, that's whimsical as fuck, Cyberman. I don't know what it means.
There's a reading of that that makes it sound like sentient giant hamburgers are enjoying pies for the holidays. Like,
yeah.
Have you guys tried these things?
It seems like...
Yeah, hamburgers. It's called pies.
We love them.
I think Giant Hamburgers wrote this headline.
Taco Bell has a subscription to nacho fries.
Just, what?
You could subscribe to nacho fries at Taco Bell.
Yeah, absolutely. What are we talking about? $14.99
a subscription.
Month?
Is it the monthly or annually?
Well, it is a subscription pass for nacho fries. It's good for 30 days.
Well, okay. Hold on. It's not a very good subscription, is it?
Hold on. It'll be good.
What do you think this deal looks like, Griffin? What does a subscription to nacho fries look like in your world? What do you think?
If it's anything less than every day for 30 days, I get to come into any Taco Bell I want and lose myself in a pleasure.
In the music, the moment.
Do you mean one order of fries?
No, I'm imagining a sort of queso erotic dreamscape that I can dive into headlong every
Well, you get one order of fries, and then it's $10 a month for that. For $10 a month, you can get a subscription to nacho fries.
So, get one a day?
One a day. Well, not one fry, one order.
Well, yeah.
That
one order
of
fries per day,
like
though. So 30 orders of fries.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're committed to pushing the boundaries of convenience and innovation for our biggest fans, our loyalty members. The Nacho Fries Lovers Pass is just one example of how we're leveraging digital technology to enhance their experience. The Nacho Fries Lovers Pass, Nation's Giant Hamburgers, has pies.
Nation's Lovers Pies Hamburgers. Nacho
Nation's
fries
Lovers Pass. Pies Lovers Hamburgers.
Pies Lovers Hamburgers Nacho Pass.
Eventually just going to be like, calories, 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 need calories. For organism, life.
Life. Calories. Life. Pass for life. Queso life.
Fast
more
life.
Human queso. Fuel.
$10 of human fuel, quesoed. Our dedication to our fans and killing them. Sorry, wait. I misread. Our dedication to our fans and an innovative customer experience continues to be a driving force behind
Captain
our
Hook
efforts.
Once said that death would be the ultimate innovative customer experience.
It's weird he said that.
This is not even the headline today, guys. It's not even the headline. Because the headline today is Arby's is celebrating Good Burger 2 with an exclusive meal and merch.
Hell yeah.
Arby's, though.
Known for their burgers.
Yeah. Huh.
This has been
emails were ignored to get to Arby's?
Yeah, right?
It's not that. It's that Arby's is desperate to be recognized for burgers. They're desperate for this. They need it. They need this.
Yeah.
Do you think they reach out to Good Burger?
Yes, this is what I'm saying. I guarantee you Arby's is like, we are not appreciated in this game. We have got to make our voices heard, and we've got to have the Good Burger promotional meal. They're teaming with Paramount Plus to celebrate the release of Good Burger 2 by introducing a one-of-a-kind meal that enthusiasts of the long-awaited sequel are sure to recognize. I mean, damning with faint praise, for sure. Like, oh, I recognize this.
The Good Burger 2 meal.
It's a hamburger. I get it. It is Arby's starting. Yeah.
To the marketing team here, trying to appetize me with a hamburger meal by placing a what appears to be sentient hamburger with eyes above it.
Identical sentient hamburger.
Yes,
watching.
Saying, hey, do you want to eat my brother? Like, I don't know if that's the right way to go, fellas.
Guys, if you can't see this image, they're the exact same burger. It's just one has two eyes and is looking right into your soul.
Yeah.
Barreling.
The Arby's Deluxe Wagyu Steakhouse Burger features an American Wagyu blended burger with American cheese, shredded lettuce, you know, stuff. It's the
blend of 50 Arby's burger cost $25 to make, and they charged like $3 for it. And like, it's a loss leader, but we got to get people to eat these burgers.
This, tell me if this trips you guys up. The Wagyu Steakhouse Burger is a blend of 51% Wagyu and 49% ground beef. That is a recipe that sounds legally mandated to me.
Definitely. There's no way 100%, they go through right? little nugget, beef nugget by beef nugget, like 49, 50, 51.
Perfect. It's the most delicious and what we need to be able to legally call it the Wagyu Steakhouse 52, Burger.
53. Oh, fuck, I got distracted. Hold on, let me pick some of that out. Perfect.
They talk about how the movie's coming out on November 22nd. Mm-hmm. Which we can finally say to you, and it feels so good to finally be able to mention that.
Yeah.
It's available. There's also some merch. There's a gray crew neck sweatshirt and a black t-shirt, each with unique designs.
Wait, that's gray? Over Arby's. Is it gray, you say?
Will you guys check out arbysshop.com and let me know if those are sold out or not, because I'm trying to work
the
right
tab
now.
Is already open.
Paramount Brand Studios is thrilled to collaborate with Arby's to bring Home of the Good Burger to life through a multifaceted campaign that will immerse fans in the iconic world of Good Burger 2. That's somebody from Paramount.
Now, interestingly, Justin, I'm sorry to interrupt. Breaking news. The Arby's Good Burger 2 crew neck sweatshirt is not sold out, but does only go up to XL.
Trav, all I'm going to say to you right now is that Christmas is just around the corner. That's
these
all I'm
shirts,
saying right
Juice,
now.
Juice, I'm sorry. These shirts suck shit, my man.
Now, listen, I have bought a good amount. My closet is basically Stitch Fix and Arby's at this
I'm
point.
I'm doing some clicking, Justin. Don't you worry. There's some buttons
it
being
takes a lot,
I got to log in.
It's not
to
your
Arby's?
Problem.
Hold
on, Travis. You already have a pre-existing Arby's account? Okay.
They won't even let me check out as a guest.
It's Arby's. Why do they need...
Trav, if you just... If you can, like, position the screen so that my face ID will unlock it at Arby's shop. I have a premium platinum express membership.
They don't make Justin do captchas at arbyshop.com.
They don't make me pay. It's like the one time that Troy Brown came into the Best Buy I worked at. We're just like, whatever CDs you want, man, just go for it.
Do you think when they made this partnership, Arby's tried to get in the room with Good Burger producers and were like, can you just thin the beef in your film a little bit? If you could make
just
the beef
a
in
little
your
bit.
Film so much thinner.
When you say it's 55% Wagyu, that's really messing with us. If you could just bump that down a bit.
And really just shave the beef instead of squishing it into the circle shape that you all seem to love so much. It makes us want to barf. We love the thin beef so much around here. It's better.
Dang it. There's a pop-up event right now while we're recording this. I mean, exactly right now at a Johns Creek Arby's location that's transforming it into a Good Burger.
Whoa.
Day.
That
there's going to be recognizable decor throughout.
Okay, that's a 9.5-hour drive from me. If I leave right now, I think I can get there before they close.
It goes till 7. I'm sorry.
Damn it.
I'm sorry, Graf.
If I drive really fucking super fast and dangerous, then I can get there before
they
close.
God, I wish I could get there. God, I wish. There is a world in which I'm there.
Close your eyes, Justin. Justin, close your eyes. You're already there.
That's right.
Take a look around.
Look under your chair, Juice. There's a good burger there waiting for you.
There's also a picture of my face on the wall. Do not let this man in. He expects everything for free. He's such a hot shot. He never brings money.
The web guys love him, but they're here in the brick and mortar. We can't stand this fucking dude.
Oh, okay, great. Whoa.
Hey,
you guys want another question?
No, we're doing things a bit out of order, but I've forgotten that I have a wizard. A quick one. It was sent in by Brennan. Thank you.
Brennan Lee Mulligan?
I knew you were going to fucking
do that.
Oh my gosh.
No. What a get.
Just a different Brennan. And it's how to contact your guardian angel.
Oh, ooh. Yes, please.
It's the title of it is four ways to contact your guardian angel, which is awesome because like the fact that there's more than one way to contact your guardian angel is like pretty sick, honestly.
Yeah.
That guardian angels are that like receptive and available to us.
Ooh,
and, like,
I don't know.
Flexible.
I would take it the other way, Griffin, because if there's only one way, all you need is one way. Four sounds more like, well, if you can't get me this way,
yes,
try this way. And like, it sounds like there's more of an excuse why you couldn't get them. I left you a voicemail. Oh, I never check those.
No, unfortunate. Read more about guardian angels to strengthen your connection. If you're listening at home, you can skip this step. This qualifies as that.
Keep your grades up.
Keep your grades up is step zero. Of course, you will need to do that in order to have the kind of time you need to read more about guardian angels to strengthen your connection. There's a wealth of knowledge in websites online and in books at your local library. Even though many religions believe in guardian angels, they hold very different opinions about their nature. But again, there's four. Correct.
Okay.
There's four correct ways. So there's lots of different religions out there that are like, here's how you can hit up your personal guardian angel and get it to do stuff for you. But only four of them are right. Only
way number one, befriend a baseball team full of losers.
Yes.
Right? That's one way that you can do it.
One way.
Yeah, and then they'll just show up.
Talk to your parents. If you're very young and not sure which religion your family belongs to, ask your parents for help. Ask them what they believe. Tell them about your attempts at contacting your guardian angel and make sure that they are fine with you doing that.
I mean, yeah.
That is it. That yeah, absolutely. Like, I want to be there. Right?
That's
like, I want to be able
to. It's going to protect from, like, demons posing as guardian angels.
Huge.
Which
they love
is
that shit.
Rampant, especially around Halloween. You guys know what I'm talking about.
I do know what you're talking
about.
Check your kids' candy.
Check your kids' candy.
There's demons in there.
There's demons inside of the bit of honeys. I will also say one time my baseball team was losing the Halloween tournament and Christopher Lloyd showed up and was like, hey, kid, need some help? And I was like, yeah, please, Christopher Lloyd. He was like, okay. And then horns came out and he got a pitchfork and he stabbed the other team to death.
They did win, though. Your team
did win. We won. We took home the cup that year. It was huge. But
is that part of his nature? I didn't know that he had that duality.
It was a false
Lloyd.
It was a false Lloyd. It was Christopher Lloyd. It was Christopher Lloyd, but with a K.
I've heard about that.
You must not worship false Lloyds.
I've heard of this happening. So yeah. I am glad.
Consult a religious leader. Good news. My dad's a pastor. So I already did that. Thank you. Thank you so much for the help. So preparing to contact your guardian angel.
Yes, please.
Identify your guardian angel. Before you try to contact your angel, make sure that you know who your angel is and what your angel's special powers are.
Wait, how do I do that if I haven't contacted him yet?
Yeah, I know, right? There needs to be a sort of Pokedex, and then we can go through one by one and be like, St. Christopher, St. Jeremy, St. Bill, and then you, like, a cup moves, and you're like, okay, St. Bill.
Got
cool.
it.
It says here that your powers is... you make it so that my windows get less dirty. Well, that's not very good.
You can talk to turtles. How does that? Let's see how that applies.
To identify your guardian angel, watch for signs. Pay attention to names and symbols that come up a lot. For example,
like Travis.
Yes.
I see Travis everywhere.
Yeah. For example, if you notice that the name Michael keeps coming up, then your guardian angel might be Michael. Hey, that's a huge. That is a 5-star. Triple S level pull. If you get out of the guardian angel gotcha machine, fucking the archangel,
Michael, you got archangel. That's like the holo Charizard of archangels.
That's
day. Like
huge.
That's huge.
That's
it. Should be. It should be the other Mike. You should have. There's probably other ones, right?
It's like John Travolta, Michael. Clarify. That's what you. Yeah.
No, I'm a different Michael. Sorry. Stupid.
Yeah. I think if you're going through and you say, you know, St. Robert and a cup moves, you should be able to, like, step back from it and, like, wait and see if maybe tomorrow when you try, you could get a better angel. I don't think that that's unreasonable.
That seems – can I say that that seems rude?
Yeah.
Okay, that seems rude to try to get a better pull
going. But you only get one angel. You know what I mean?
Right. So, and I get that. Fully get that.
That's my favorite scene in It's a Wonderful Life where Clarence shows up and he's like, oh, this guy kind of sucks shit.
Yeah.
Is there any way, hey, God, heaven, can you possibly send me a better angel? This guy's a real piece of turd.
That's my favorite Christmas movie, the one with the old prospector who has to deal with his 18 shitty kids. You may also choose an angel to contact based on that angel's associations. For example, Raphael is associated with healing and protection for travelers and pizza. So you may want to contact him if you've been dealing with illness, if you're planning a trip. Okay, so you can kind of go hunting. You can go angel hunting.
Yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, you can pick the one that is the good. Can you swap? Is that mentioned? Can you trade them in?
There, you have to find another person to trade angels with. Yeah. There's not.
Oh,
you have
to, and then you so need, it is exactly like Pokemon.
Yeah, you need a cord to connect your cable. Angels, yeah, and then you can like transfer.
Yeah, some people think of their deceased loved ones as their guardian angels. For example, you might identify a grandparent with whom you were close as your guardian angel. Do they have powers? I don't think so.
Also, can they see me all the time?
I don't. That's another huge issue for me. Do I? Does this? Is there a special box I can buy? If I paint my office door red and put a red doorknob on it, does that mean that my grandparent guardian angel can't come in and see?
Is there a Faraday cage that I can masturbate inside?
St. Michelangelo's jerking at Faraday cage. Here.
Hi, I'm influencer Travis McRae. Let me tell you my experience with the masturbation Faraday cage. New from Oxo.
Angels are so nosy, but Oxo's got a solution.
The Oxo Good Grips line is getting bigger with this.
The far away grips. Faraday cage.
There's learn a special prayer is on here. Many people use special prayers to help them make contact with their angels. Like some angels have cool prayers ones? You can learn and use when you contact your angel. Okay. If your angel is not well known, you may want to consider writing your own prayer to that angel. You can write a prayer by using the basic structure, blah, 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 blah.
If you had to lay down, Griffin, if you had to lay down a special prayer right now to your guardian angel, how would it go, do you think?
I mean, which angel am I trying to hit up?
Let's go with, let's just stick to like the classic. You're trying to get Gabriel in there, you know what I mean?
Oh, I mean, Gabriel, you got to go classic. He loves the hits. As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I take a look at my life and realize there's nothing left.
Yeah.
Because I've been blasting and laughing so long that even my mama thinks that my mind is gone. And by that point, he will be like, what do you need? Here's a sword of light.
Yeah.
That would be sort of my style, I think.
Do you think that there's a way, like if you try to do a prayer like that, but you mispronounce the angel's name and a different angel shows up, is there a prayer to banish the angel?
Yeah. Oh, no, Gabrielle. I mean, you're great, but...
No, I can't leave until I finish what you asked for. Ooh, okay, can you get inside this circle? I'm going to light a candle real quick. Don't be weird about it.
I'm going to make some salt shapes. This is a hobby of mine for art. Don't worry about it. Designate a time to contact your angel. I'm going to say 4:21.
Yeah.
Will be a great time for me. My third eye will be very receptive to angelic activity at 4:21.
Say no more.
For example, you might start or end each day with 5 minutes of prayer and meditation near your altar. Oh, did I skip that?
And we need an altar.
Sorry.
I have an altar?
My bad. This may shed some light on why you need to talk to your parents about this. Create an altar. Creating an altar might help you to contact your guardian angel by
designating. Is that why you left it out? Just like, I want to give him surefire techniques.
Couldn't hurt.
Contact your guardian angel by designating a space for spiritual energy to create an altar. Set aside a small space, such as a bookshelf, top of a dresser. Place a cloth over it. I almost don't want to outline this in case someone burns their fucking house down and be like, I heard it from WikiHow through my bim bam through Griffin.
They don't know I know this hack. Angels love battery powered candles. They are into them. That it works better. And for years, centuries, they were like, I can't fucking wait till we get to battery operated candles. You guys got to see this. Sometimes it's got a little plastic, like a little fire on top that moves around. In a couple of years, you guys are going to love this. They were counting down to the invention of those candles.
I bet
they're stoked. Some people like to include photos, food, herbs, crystals, incense, and water as part of their altars. Think about an object that reminds you of your guardian angel. Okay.
I guess I just was kind of taught during my childhood that crystals are of the devil. So I guess I'm just confused there. This is sounding a little bit like maybe...
witchcraft?
This article was written by a woman named Lucy Furr. You know what I mean?
Possibly. It's entirely possible. That Lucy did that one. Yeah, I don't remember a lot from our pretty religious upbringing in the Southern Baptist tradition, but I'm pretty sure homemade altar work was discouraged.
Yeah, frowned upon.
Mainly for the mess.
The mess is bad. Yeah.
The mess is bad. I'm thinking about the mess my kids have left with this altar I agreed to, and yeah. I'm not happy about it.
And they're using up all my Bed Bath & Beyond candles. You know what I mean? Those things aren't cheap. I got the 3-wick ones. You know how expensive that is? I'm not made of 3-wick candles. Nope. It smells like a beach house in here, and I love it. But those are summertime candles, and this is autumn, guys. Get it together.
If you're
going to use it, do crisp apple pie.
Let's skip ahead a little bit. The angel's in the room now.
Oh, shit.
Greet your angel. In your mind, say hello to your angel. Thank your angel for watching over you. Then let your angel know about any problems that are bothering you and ask your angel for guidance. If you have learned or prepared a prayer, then take a moment to recite the prayer. You can do this in your head or say the prayer out loud. Okay. Are angels telepathic? We need to figure that out.
If they are, why the fuck did I build an altar?
Yeah, that's a good point. I should be able to.
I could just picture an altar in my mind palace.
Yeah.
That's true.
I call my mind palace my angel cage because I trapped one in there.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I got all sorts of angels in here. And I'm about to tell you all about it at length. About my mini angels. Step 6, listen for your angel's reply. Any sign that your angel is there will most likely be subtle.
It would be great if you're like, hey, get at me.
And dear Gabriel, hello, are you there? Yeah, dude! What's up?
Well, keep it down. My parents are going to find out. And that's how I got my guardian angel. Now on TGIF.
Do you have any more of those spicy corn triangles I like so much?
Well, yeah, calm down.
Yeah, I have Doritos. Just please, you have to fucking keep it quiet. Okay.
I'm going to do some skateboard tricks down the stairs. No, Gabriel.
No, Gabriel, please don't. Too late. Already grinding for Christ.
You've seen a Christ air before, but never like this. Whoa! Yeah, I prayed to be the coolest kid in school, and I couldn't have done it without you, Gabriel. Well, I'm glad. Now, I gotta go back to heaven. What? Oh, right, you're an angel. I forgot. I'm so sorry. Yeah, I've been here 5 years, Derek.
Yeah, Gabriel, sometimes I feel like you just come here for the spicy corn trick, chips, and then to do a trick on my banister, and then you are gone without really giving any help to me or my softball team.
And if you could stop flirting with my mom, I'd really appreciate it. It's making my dad really wicked uncomfortable, because he's not going to say anything. You're an angel, and he's trying to be cool about it, but come on, man. Time and
he doesn't appreciate it. It is frowned on. Hey, thank you so much for listening to our podcast. We hope you really liked it. And you're this is funny. No notes. Like it. No notes. Good stuff.
We want to tell you about some exciting stuff. We recorded Till Death Do Us Blart. It was a fun one. And that comes out this week on Thanksgiving. Enjoy. And also, Taz Ultra Space starts next week.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that's a good one. Hey, that's a rip-roaring adventure, I'll say.
Yeah, it's run by Clint. It's the Marvel TTRPG. We got
Dad Clint?
Yes, it did. And we got special guests Gabe Hicks and Kate Welch. It's an absolute joy. You're going to love it. Merch, we got a Death Blart tee by Cat Turvo. That's Turbo Turvo on Instagram. Death Blart poster by Simone Mariano. Smariano_art on Instagram. 10% of all merch proceeds this month go to the Fair Election Center, which uses litigation and advocacy to remove barriers to registration and voting, particularly those disenfranchising underrepresented and marginalized communities, to improve election administration.
Hey, also, as long as we're talking about things that we have put up for sale, the Steeplechase theme song is now up on my Bandcamp page. And for the rest of the year, all sales of all the music from the Adventure Zone that is up on my Bandcamp will be donated to the Palestinian Children's Fund, and we are going to be matching that donation also.
Amazing.
So go grab those tunes and support a obviously remarkable cause. Thank you to Montaigne for the use of our theme song, My Life is Better With You, also.
If you haven't already, check out theadventure.quest. It's the RPG event that I'm putting on in May. Get all the details at theadventure.quest.
And now it's time for your cleansing sound bath.
Okay.
Oh.
My name is Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
McElroy.
This has been my brother, me, kiss your dad, square on the lips.
Maximum Fun.
A worker-owned network
of artist-owned shows.
Supported
directly
by you.